Good morning and happy hump day, Trump Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time now for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So please call in now. Lines are full, but we'll make room for you. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Wayne. What's bugging you? Wayne, are you there, buddy? Nope. Let's go to Slim again. What's bugging you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. You know what's bugging me today is I've been referred to as a conspiracy theorist before, and I am 9-0 as far as this goes when it comes to direct energy weapons. Look up DEWs, direct energy weapons. This is not science fiction. It's very real. People should know about these things. I'm tired of sounding like a crazy person and being correct all the time. Thanks, guys.
Yep. I'm sure a lot of people feel similar that have told us things that 10 years ago you're like, ah, and you hang up on them. Now yeah. It's like, rut-row.
Wasted all that foil and everything.
Bill, good morning. What's bugging you? Bill, you're on the air. Good morning.
We hear you walking, Bill.
Huh, that's weird. I wonder if that's that line three.
He was still there. He just not.
Yeah. But he can't hear me, maybe. Good morning. Let's go to... Is that Wayne? You're on the air.
Ah, thank you, gentlemen. I'm sorry for some reason it dropped. Yeah, tell you what's bugging me. I served in the military. I took an oath to the Constitution. If you violated that oath, you could be locked up or your whole life would be ruined. So I need to understand the DSA candidates have released their platform that they want to do away with the presidency. They want to do away with the Senate. So tell me. They want to destroy the Constitution. How is it not perjury and they should be arrested on the spot when they raise their hand of office and take an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America? Please, somebody explain that to me.
Well, and while they're at it, they could explain it to me, too. I'm with you 100%. Oh, yeah. I thought within the bounds of the Constitution, you make changes through the ballot box, and, you know, you can let your voices be heard through the First Amendment, et cetera, et cetera. But to say you want to disable, break down major parts of our governmental system, that sounds pretty treasonous.
Well, I was going to say perjury is one thing. Treason's pretty serious, too, there. Yeah,
yeah, and, sure. And it's not even like they're beating around the bush. It's right out there. What they want to do. Richard, good morning. What's bugging you?
Morning, gentlemen. God bless you. Oh, I got a funny one. You know, yesterday, here at Veterans Park, they were voting, and I ran into a politician there. I believe his last name is Willits, running for Gainesville's 3rd District for the city council. Got into a little disagreement with them because when I mentioned that I didn't think it was right about Gainesville trying to take GRU back underneath their supervision and people like us don't get a vote, that I was socialist or that I have a socialist mentality. Now, I find it kind of funny when wasn't our country founded on one thing specific, no taxation without representation?
Yes.
I don't know, guys. Have a blessed one.
Oh, no, I think you do know, and you described that perfectly.
That's twisted.
Yeah. Mm. Douglas, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hi there. I'm hoping that Kat K-Mac can hear this because she's waiting to talk to you. They're going to be touting about how they are going to provide medical for rural counties. We already have medical. The problem is that they don't accept the insurances that are to our availability. And so I see it's going to get abused. It's going to be those 501 foreigner people that open up clinics. And then at the same time, if they really want to do something for rural counties, they need to provide Social Security office. I've been waiting over a year to go ahead and file my Social Security, and the offices are just out of reach. And I'm more worried about the health of my wife right now than me. Where if it was downtown like it should be, I could be retiring like a normal person.
Did you reach out to them via the telephone?
Yeah. And then the second thing is twice in your life you have to physically appear to the Social Security office, at least twice in your life.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, look, good to know. I know my significant other, she reached out to them, and I don't know if she did. I think she did all of it via phone.
A lot of stuff you can do. They've got an app for a lot of the stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess you got to make the trip, which, yeah, it's difficult for some. Let's go to Bill. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. This is Big Ten Bill. I have realized that the Big Ten has offensive lines, defensive lines, and now PSU has decided on lines of cocaine. That's a bad stain on the the Big Ten.
Yeah.
So it's bugging me big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's one college, one group of kids, mm-hmm. A couple of spoiled frat boys, thought they were wiseacres, but I think they're going to suffer as a result, at least to some extent. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob and Greg, what's bugging me is that Luigi Mangione, the person who admitted to shooting the United Healthcare CEO, was only charged with 2 counts of stalking, and now he's a public charge for the next 50 years where he gets a free exercise program, meal program, and free hospitality. And then let's just hope he gets the point in the end if he drops his soap in the shower. All right, thanks, guys.
Not real. I just call him Mange. I think that's more descriptive who he is, Mange. 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 8:05, we will talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick, who, well, she won because she was unopposed, but we'll ask her about some of the outcomes of other races as well on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.